Welcome to Leading the Way. This has been an incredible year for Leading the Way, so we want to tell you all about it in this special broadcast. We're coming up to the end of the fiscal year, and Dr. Michael Youssef has been incredibly busy. But also, before we talk about the things you've been doing, I sense a real urgency from you, Michael.
Yes, well, the calendar is saying that I have less years than I already have passed. This year, we're going to celebrate my 70th birthday,
so I'm excited
about that. But I also, by the same token, I told the football friend of mine, he's a former star of NFL, and I said, I want to score more touchdowns on the fourth quarter than I've done in the first three quarters. And that is where the intensity, and you people even noticing it, you're noticing it, and that intensity comes from the fact that I've got, now the whistle is going to blow, and I don't know when, could be tomorrow, could be 10 years, could be 15 years. It doesn't matter. I want to be as faithful in this day as I was 40 years ago, and even more so, so that I make my strokes count, as it were.
Well, one way that you've done that is to deliver a new book to us called The Hidden Enemy. And your book tour has been very extensive.
Yes.
Some of the places that you've been, you went to Phoenix with the Jewish Voice. Tell us about that.
I went to Phoenix and then I went to Nashville and Virginia Beach. And the Jewish Voice, really wonderful partners. They work with us and they love all my books. And they always want me to come every time there is a book. But so all the outlets.
And tell me, you went to your home country. You spoke to the parliament in Cairo?
I spoke to the leadership of the parliament. And the Speaker of the House brought all the chairmen of the different committees.
Wow.
And we had a very, really candid conversation about terrorism and the global problems that we're facing. This was April. I went back and I had the joy with a group of evangelicals. We met for 3 hours with President Sisi of Egypt. And that was a wonderful experience. I just have a great admiration for that man. And I let him know that in no uncertain term that I believed with all my heart he is God's gift to the region and maybe the world, because he has stopped terrorism and he's fighting terrorism and he really is making a sacrifice and a very deliberate. He doesn't care. He said, my country comes first. He's a great patriot. So I had a great time with him, his chief of staff, cabinet ministers, including the Mufti. That is the highest authority that issues the decrees whether a person live or die, and a wonderful man, and has really a great rapport with the Christian leaders. And so this has been a very busy year in which I have traveled the globe twice and ministered in Australia and England and elsewhere. So I'm really excited about what's around the corner.
And a wonderful, powerful ministry just a few blocks up the street. You were invited to speak to the House of Representatives at the state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's look at a little clip of that.
Machiavelli, who lived between 1469 and 1527, in his book, The Prince, advocated that leaders are to pursue power and use power to their own advantage. Jesus taught that you use power to serve others. Machiavelli advocated that you have to maintain power at any cost, no matter whom you step on to keep that power. Jesus said, it is only in serving and it's only in loving that you can truly have true power.
That's bold to say that to a group of lawmakers who love power more than anything else.
Yes, yes.
But what a wonderful response. People are so hungry. And I'm so excited to see now, too, that Leading the Way is expanding our television presence in the United States. Just a few places people can look. They added new affiliates, Fox 5 in New York, ABC 7 in Washington, D.C., WGN America, CTN. I mean, it's just wonderful to see Leading the Way really pouring a lot of emphasis into the United States.
Right. And it is the burden of my heart, as you know, my writings, particularly the book, The Hidden Enemy, is that I'm trying to wake up the believers in the United States not to make the same mistake as Europe made. When Europeans departed from the Christian faith and the churches turned into a museum, they've created a vacuum. Who fills that vacuum? Islamists. Now, I'm not saying Muslims, but Islamists, because Islamists are the political Islam, people like President Sisi and King Abdullah and King Salman of Saudi Arabia, even now coming out and saying, warning Europe. They said the Muslim Brotherhood going to turn your continent into an Islamic continent in 20 years if you're not careful. This is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. And so I'm making a distinction between political Islam, jihadis, and the Muslims, and have many, many Muslim friends. I am trying to wake up America to realize that if we are not careful, if we're not going to get right with God in the way that God wants us to be, we can become like Europe. And I don't want to be, I am not a prophet of doom and gloom. I'm by nature a positive person. And I know deep down in my heart, look, I'm not worried because God is sovereign. I read the last chapter of the book and we win. So it does, I mean, but I also believe, like the prophet Jeremiah of old, I have a responsibility, or God at least burdened me, to bring this alarm to the Christian community.
And 30 years of ministry with Leading the Way. We'll officially celebrate a little later on this year. 30 years of ministry. So many people have come to the Lord through this ministry, Michael.
Absolutely.
They have heard the word, and they're still so hungry. Yeah. I would like for people to hear just a few testimonies of people from the United States, from England, from all over the world who've come to faith through this ministry.
Praise God.
I was hurting, and I tried drugs, I tried alcohol, I tried promiscuous sexuality, I tried everything. I didn't want to be alone.
There were Christian students who lived in these Christian areas. Terrorists would bomb the buses that they were using. Once the bus moved, it exploded and...
Within 3 to 4 years, I was full-blown. I had a drink before I went to work. I'd drink heavily on a night, and I did this for a number of years. And I then became a vagrant, homeless, down and out, just waiting for my time to check out.
You start pondering, and why this, Lord? What do you want me to do? And then he would just tug. He tugged at my heart.
I've got an old beat-up radio with me, so I've turned it on. And the first thing I hear is, and next is Dr. Michael Youssef, who's passionately proclaiming the uncompromised truth.
I was affected by what he said a lot. Not to fear and not to let fear control us, but the Lord would be with us every day of our lives.
From darkness to light, from death to life. Help us continue reaching the masses for Christ. Partner with us today. Visit us online at ltw.org.
And that's what's happening every day around the world, throughout the United States. People are so hungry. So whenever the devil tries to discourage you or this ministry, you just take a look at that. Or whenever the devil tries to discourage the people who want to partner with this ministry, this is real. And the thing I love, Michael, is when you say uncompromising truth, people understand what watered down compromise sounds like.
Right.
But through these little, this is called a navigator.
Right.
And this is one of the biggest missionaries, this little tiny thing, a pocket missionary. It's solar powered. So people who live in parts of the world who don't have electricity, can't plug it in, people who live in prisons, they can listen to the truth, the uncompromising truth on this in 25 different languages.
Yeah.
Tell us about dual language.
It's the most, I cannot understand it. I mean, I sometimes sit there and try to comprehend. When I was being pressured 20 years ago to give my material, sermon material, to someone to translate them and speak them in that language. And I kept saying, but they may not make sense because they are for a certain audience. Anyway, finally I gave in, and I did not realize, of course, the Lord was directing me to come up with this idea where I could sit in a studio and I'll speak in English one sentence and the translator would translate it. First, we started with Arabic. Then it took off in a way that I did not expect it. I never thought it would be that revolutionary in many ways, and people want to learn English, they were listening, and then they hear the gospel, and they'll be converted and send us letters. And that was done for radio. And so many others have come in and said, hey, working in the Arabic language, we can do it in Mandarin, Cantonese, and Turkish, and Farsi, and on and on and on, 25 languages. And so it is basically in the languages of 3.9 billion people of the world.
Wow.
But that was for radio. But then came this little technology, which I was not even aware of, and that we can download it there and then give it to people, villages, far in India, in Indonesia, in Africa, we're all over the world, where people don't have to wait for a certain time to tune the radio on. They just got it right there. There are many villages that would just sit around a tree and they hang this thing on a tree because it's solar powered. And they sit around the tree and listen and worship and bring non-believing neighbors to come and sit with them. So God is using those marvelous little pocket missionaries, my friend from Australia call it. And I'm so thrilled at what God is doing because I wouldn't have thought about it.
Some Leading the Way partners recently went to the Middle East
yes.
to see what's going on there. Right. And they met, well, I don't want to give it away. They met a pretty incredible man. Take
yes.
a look.
Yeah.
We went in a poor section of Amman and went into a extremely modest home. And we met an elderly gentleman who was a refugee from Iraq, who was blind, who was poor, somebody who in every way would seem unremarkable by the ways of the world. But this man had memorized 87 chapters of the Bible.
It was convicting because, you know, for us, sometimes we get, you know, really excited. We memorize a couple of verses. I mean, he had memorized chapters. He just meditates on Scripture day in and day out. And since he's blind, obviously he can't read the Bible using his eyes. But when someone from the Leading the Way follow-up team provided him with a navigator, so it's one of the solar-powered MP3 players that's loaded with a number of Dr. Yusuf's messages, he was so overjoyed to receive that. And day in and day out, he just listens.
God doesn't choose to reveal himself through the mighty and the powerful and the rich, that God chooses to reveal himself through the poor and the humble and the infirm. Being in this very, very small, modest, poor home and being in the presence of greatness and being in the presence of God as his word just magnified and filled the room and filled the hearts of everyone that was there was an amazing experience. The vision of Leading the Way through the navigator is changing hearts, changing minds, and glorifying God on the ground in the Middle East in a part of the world that is starving for God's love.
30 years of stories like that,
yes.
and a man who craved the Lord's word so much that he stored it up in his heart.
Yep.
And so many people are learning about Christ
yes.
through the Kingdom Set.
That's
this
right.
was a vision of yours.
Yes.
I have to tell people, when the economy was really tanking
yes.
about 10 years ago,
exactly.
Dr. Yusuf said, let's start this satellite communications
yeah.
called the Kingdom Set. Let's
yeah.
broadcast into the Middle East.
Yeah.
Now you're in the Middle East, North Africa, and Indonesia.
And Europe, yeah, and Australia. That ministry is just exploding in ways I did not, again, expect it. And just I want to show that I might not be the man of faith a lot of people think I am, but it was 2004 when I was preaching in the Middle East that God showed me that vision. There is a need for a channel. They're going to penetrate hearts and minds and communicate the gospel with clarity and apologetics, evangelism, teaching, discipling. It was 2004. And we did not launch until 2009, right in the middle of the recession. But it shows you that God is not controlled by Wall Street. God is not controlled by, you know, how much money I have. Or God can do the impossible. God can multiply. It's like a friend of mine says, you know, he can add some zeros from his side to your side, many zeros, as fast as he can do one. And so we realize that it is a God thing, and therefore, if it is God's idea, it's going to work. So from 04 to 09, prayed, fasted, wanted to make sure this is a God thing. It's not something I just want to do. And then when God came through and provided the original amount that it takes us to launch this, we're in 160 million homes.
Wow.
I mean, just think about this. And for the first time in the history of Kingdom Sat, which is from 09, we broadcast Easter service, Resurrection Sunday service, live from the Church of the Apostles through Kingdom Sat into all of these millions of homes.
Wow.
Responses were phenomenal.
Let's take a look at that clip. I want you to see Dr. Yusuf's emotion on Easter Sunday.
I am delighted to tell you that for the first time, the service is going live through KingdomSat, that is Malakot in Arabic, that is the 24/7 television station that goes right out of here from Atlanta to about 160 million homes in the Middle East and North Africa. And this service is going live. Welcome. With your permission, I'm going to greet them in Arabic. They're going to laugh because my Arabic is not very good, but I know they're very gracious. الرب قام بالحقيقة قام. The Lord is risen. He's risen indeed. Amen. Amen. Would you, amen, amen.
And that is a big amen. He is risen indeed. He will not be put down. And this isn't going to be the only live broadcast, right?
No. This was just a trial run. Hopefully it will be many, but the responses, we had a wonderful Christian gentleman in the studio who is translating so fast in Arabic. He's expert in that. And Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Egypt, people, responses coming live, and people want to know more about the resurrection. Well, how is this and how is that? Some people heard about the resurrection. Would you believe that for the first time? And they've been challenged. And so I just give God all the glory. I really do, because He is a God of power and might, and He is a God who said that when I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself.
I would love for people, just a couple of the testimonies that we hear from the people who've heard the word through the KingdomSat. One man writes, I was an extremist, but I found a voice inside me telling me what I was doing was wrong. Something pulling me away from Islam. I started crying out, Lord, reveal the truth to me. Mm. One day I was flipping through the channels when the KingdomSat came on. Mm. I found a sermon from Pastor Michael Youssef. He was talking about God, His love, His forgiveness, His mercy. Words of the Bible entered my heart and touched it. Wow. I started craving to Pastor Youssef's. This is the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. No question.
And speaking often to people, Michael, who they can't just go hear the word somewhere. It's not available to them.
No, they're not allowed to hear. Unless you go to a church, and this is in some countries. There's some countries in North Africa and some areas have no church. Mm. So there's nowhere they can hear the gospel other than through the media, radio and television.
People all over the world are hungry. Mm. People in the United States and Canada, though, have better access. As you said, we do have churches. But still, there are those times when someone is touched in a special way by leading the way. Let's meet the Eggers.
I'm Jeannie. I live in Roseburg, Oregon.
And I'm Otto, the husband of Jeannie.
These are gifts. Once they leave our quilting room and once they leave our home, they are to bless others. The gospel is free. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. You didn't do anything to get it. It was a free gift. And that's what these are. We give them to our community, veterans, cancer patients.
It's a mission that I can do something for the Lord when I'm physically becoming incapable of doing physical acts anymore, but I can certainly sit there and run a sewing machine now.
Our time belongs to the Lord, and this is how we spent it. 2017 started off with Otto in a hospital bed. He had fallen off of the roof. He was trying to get the leaves off of the roof. It was pretty scary because I knew our lives had now changed forever. I moved all the furniture out of the front room so I could get a hospital bed. And I had my little iPad and I was looking under churches and there's this little blue icon, LTW. Sure enough, here's Dr. Michael Youssef preaching.
Dr. Youssef was talking about Jesus all the time. This man says, Jesus this, Jesus that. I said, that's my man.
The good news of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ outweighs all the bad news of this world. The good news of the resurrection of Jesus gives me peace whether I live or die.
And we just kept going through all of the messages. One evening, Otto came to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, Jeannie, did you see what leading the way is doing? He said, let's give something to that. Can we give anything to that? We didn't really have anything. We didn't have retirement. And I saw a video. A nice lady said how she was figuring out how to give money to the preaching of the gospel through Leading the Way.
I had been debating, should I color my hair or not? Because that's money I could give to Leading the Way. And the idea began to grow and grow, and I thought, okay, how about if we could use our savings? And then each year, it's a matter of looking around at what could I sell to give to the ministry?
But I had no family heirlooms. I didn't color my hair. And so I remember specifically, Dr. Yusuf said, trust the Lord, step out on faith, and watch what happens when you start to pray that God will bring His will into your life. So I had quilted this big quilt on this quilting machine. There's nothing going on in the shop, and this man saw me take it off the machine, and he said, wow, I really like that. How much is that? I had no idea what to tell him because we don't sell quilts. And just off the top of my head, I said, it's yours for $600. And he handed me $600. And right away, we sent off to Leading the Way. I mean, it was so astonishing to happen that fast. And it's not about the amount of money. I know that. I know the Lord does not need my money. He needs and wants my obedience.
Praise God. I know we have so many new viewers around the U.S. and actually around the world. And they might not know this, but for the past 30 years in the history of this ministry, since we started, I received no compensation from Leading the Way. Books, tapes, whatever, doesn't matter what it is. Somebody asked me one time, one of our new members said, you sure there's no some creative financing? I said, lady, I flunked math. I don't have creative financing. I don't receive anything, mean I don't receive anything. This is my labor of love. And that is why I tell people, I'm not asking you to do any more than what I'm doing. And that is test God. Trust God. He said that. That's the only one area and he said to test me. Test the Lord and be faithful in supporting this unbelievable work that can only be unbelievable because He's the one who started it. He's the one who's continuing it. And your partnership is vitally important. So I am praying that everyone would do something to help us really get this year in good shape and maybe even plan for the next financial year. So I am so thankful to all the partners, and I am indebted to you because without your partnership, I could not do this. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do, and may the Lord reward you 1,000-fold.
And what a wonderful month for people to partner. We have a very special matching challenge going on this month, too. Right. Michael, thank you. Thank you all so much for your support of the Ministry of Leading the Way, and thank you for joining us for this very special broadcast.
All over the world, a movement is growing. God is drawing the lost from death to life in Christ. This fiscal year, through your partnership with Leading the Way, you are there with us on the front lines, proclaiming the gospel more than 13,000 times a week, reaching hard-to-reach places with God's Word, helping new Christians grow in their faith, and equipping believers all over the globe. Right at this moment, millions have access to biblical teaching thanks to you. And right now, you have an opportunity to take the gospel even further. This month, generous friends of Leading the Way have committed $507,000 to the ministry and are challenging you to match their gifts this month. With your help, that $507,000 can become more than $1 million for the gospel through our June Gift Challenge. Will you join us as we advance the gospel at this critical time? Call or visit us at ltw.org to give a generous gift today.
If you would like to participate in the future of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Yusuf, won't you consider a generous gift today? There are just a few days left to participate in this month's giving challenge. So join with us. Get in touch. We are at 866-626-4356. That's 866-626-4356. You can also go online, ltw.org. In fact, we would encourage you to go online. That way you can experience what we talked about on this special at an even deeper level. That site again is ltw.org. Well, that's all for today. Do plan to join Dr. Michael Yusuf once again tomorrow as he continues the powerful series called Know Your Best Friend. That's right here on Leading the Way. This program is provided by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.